Okay, we're continuing in a sugya that we started a while ago in Torah, and we noticed that the Torah is a mikvah. Torah is something that you have to enter, not just learn, but enter with every fiber of your being. The Rambam compares it to going into a mikvah, into a world, a totally different metzias. A lot of times when someone's in water, you feel it in every fiber of your being. That's why there's water therapy. A person goes into very hot water. It's extremely therapeutic. It totally surrounds you. And we're saying that we're lacking the metzias of being immersed. We are not immersed in Torah. We're not immersed in our Avodas Hashem. And that's what's taking away from our chance of getting into what we're doing. So over Shabbos, some of you were there, some of you weren't. We discussed the sugya of friends at the Oneg on Shabbos by Nacht. We discussed the sugya of friends and the milo of friends, the good qualities of a good friend, of a chaver toiv, chaverim kol Yisrael. Right, we're all friends. Doesn't mean that we are just friendly to each other. It means we're mechuber, we're connected. And we spoke by Arichas that when a person is connected to another person, they help each other get into new madrigas. Now I would like to discuss this time, that one's not taped, whoever missed it, sorry. Not everything in the world can be listened to digitally, still, thanks to Shabbos Kodesh. But now I would like to discuss the danger of people and the danger of friends. Perhaps the sugya of chavera. We know twice in the day we daven. In our siddur, we say, Hashem, take us away from an adam ra, from a bad person, and a chavera, a bad friend. The sugya of people when it's destructive. This is a sugya that, in general, is perhaps the most nogeya to young people, and unfortunately, it slides into adulthood unless a person puts a stop to it. But this is a sugya that's extremely nogeya, which is a person is not involved in what he's doing, what he has to do, what he wants to do, because of outside hafros, things that are bothering him from the outside, from people on the outside. We'll start with the sugya I've never really tackled here, which is FOMO. Okay? FOMO, the fear of missing out, was not a epidemic during my time. We didn't even have such a lushan. It wasn't something that existed, but today this is a rampant problem. It's clearly called fear of missing out. And some people have it very bad, to an extreme. And, of course, it always existed. The shaila is, why is it such a big thing now? When a person's in one place, he's worried about what's going on in another place. And the answer is obvious, that when I was growing up, I think the internet was just starting. There was America Online, there was, you could get encyclopedia, you know, it wasn't so exciting, there wasn't so much going on. And it was just starting, but people were connecting with each other, but not to an extreme. So until that point, people basically lived by themselves. Every person was zocha in the world since from the beginning of time until when I was growing up, unfortunately for you guys, you never experienced this, to actually be alone. The etzem to be alone as a person, and then to interact with people when you chose to do so. But the way you experienced the world before was as an individual. That was the natural way you saw the world. Of course, there was an isayin of fitting in, being cool, what are they going to say? But there were so many messages to you that you're alone, because you had to walk somewhere alone, you had to go to sleep alone, you had to... All day, you were basically alone, and when you were with your friends, you were with your friends, you call them up, you don't, there was no text messaging, there was no nothing. There was an experience of an adam is a yechidi, a person is an individual. Now, the metzias is such, and this is not mussar, I don't want you to understand this as mussar, this is partially just an understanding. We could be giving a symposium at an Ivy League university discussing the things. Whatever. This is not a mussar shmuz. But today, the experience of each individual is that they constantly feel like they're a part of somebody else. Because it's actually true. They have themselves monitored at every moment of their day. Basically, they're available. they can share their experiences with other people, like we talked about. You know, every family trip can be put on a Twitter site or a Facebook site. And at every moment, there's not that natural feeling that I am myself. There's a natural feeling like, I'm going to tell somebody about this. The first thing you think about when you experience anything today is, let me take a picture and send it somewhere. So what's happened is that a person is not in touch with being a person, a yachid. It says in Chazal, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, the world was created for me. That basic level of understanding that I have my own life as an individual, having nothing to do with other people, is something that's foreign. So much so that when a person's alone, they begin to freak out because they think that something else chashuv must be happening that's more chashuv than it's over here. Because they're so morgul, they're so regulated in understanding that there's the masses and I'm not something. If I'm doing something here, there must be something that I have to figure out, and they make themselves meshuga. But it's really a pchisus, it's a decay in the chashivas, in the strength of understanding the greatness of a person. And this is something that doesn't allow us to be immersed, because as soon as we're immersed, the whole idea of being immersed in something is a unique experience that it's me and whatever I'm immersed in. And it's something that you don't even want to share with people at that time, because you're immersed in something. But people who live in existence where they're always watching their back, they always want to know where everyone's going, they're always answering for themselves, are never real people. And they continue to live wherever they live, and everybody, you follow the line, everyone's leasing the same car, one a driveway after another, keeping up with every single person, everyone's got the same status symbols, because they're not living as yechidim, as a yachid. And I thought, perhaps, an astonishing pshat that's for our generation in a Gemara. Rashi has a pshat over here, the Maharsha has a pshat. And based on what I was mekabel from Rebbeim, I would like to basically say that there's a response to FOMO in a Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Nun Gimel. Says Hillel, a very puzzling statement, Amru alav al Hillel hazakin. Hillel, at his most happy time that you could imagine to see Hillel, you know, it says in Chazal, whoever didn't see Simchas Beis Shoeva never saw Simcha in their lives. Imagine Hillel Hazakin at the Simchas Beis Shoeva. Imagine what he's going to tell us about happiness, about life, the way it really is supposed to be lived. Says Hillel the following thing, Imani Khan, if I'm here, Hakol Khan, everybody's here. Vimeni Khan, and if I'm not here, Mikan, nobody's here. What's he saying? So Rashi and the Marsha, they say, Rashi says he's talking about Hashem. If Hashem's here, then everybody's here, meaning that's the greatest situation to have the Shekhinah here. And if Hashem's not here, that's Ani. Ani is Hashem. So then there's nothing. But the Marsha says that's not Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat is that the Ani, Hillel is saying, if I'm here, then everybody's here. And if I'm not here, then nobody's here. And I'd like to explain to you, and this is based on what was Makabel from Agayin Rav Moshe Shapiro, but it's my way of bringing it down to the next generation, is that what Hillel Hazakin was saying was the following thing. He says, if I'm here, I have a job to do, I'm excited about my life, and Kozman that I'm here, I feel like everyone's here. I don't feel like there's anything going on in any other place. I've got a life to live. I've got a unique contribution. I've got things that I want to do. I know what's right and I know what's wrong. And the rest of the world can frankly take a hike. Imani Khan, if I'm here, if I'm in my place doing my thing, then I feel like it's all happening. The party is over here, Rabbi Osai. And if I'm not here, and I'm not acting like myself, and I'm somewhere else, then nothing's going on, Bichlal. Then nothing's happening, because I'm artificial. I was once by Rav Gershon Edelstein, the Rosh Yeshiva of Panovich, and I was by him for a Shabbos Suda. I had an all-star Shabbos once. One Shabbos, my wife was in America, and I was thinking, if I was a kid again, what would I do? I was here, I got someone to arrange, I ate by Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shabbos morning, Rav Gershon Edelstein by night, and Rav Chaim Greinerman, the nephew of the Chazon Ish, for Shalosh Shudas. You have to try this one time. If you can get a connection, this was a Shabbos to remember. I remember, I'll tell you in a second, Rebbetzin Kanievsky, Zichrona Levracha. I wanted to thank her. She was the balabasta, you know. You have to go over and say thank you. So I was trying to be sharp, you know, like a big chacham. So I said, Rebbetzin, thank you for everything in Gashmius and Ruchnius. I meant the food and the different Torah. She goes, Gashmius! It's like the Kanievskis don't have Gashmius. You don't thank us here for food. Like, sorry, I was so scared. But a kitzer. So I was by Rav Gershon Edelstein, and he looked very troubled. He looked very troubled. And it was Shabbos, so I had nothing to lose. I'm not a Talmud of his. He's never going to see me again. I was like, what's bothering you? You know, what's going on? So he said, he pointed to the flowers up on the shelf, and he says, you see those? He says, they're not real. They're synthetic. He says, Hakol Sinteti Hayom. That's what he said in Hebrew. Everything's synthetic. He says, everybody is synthetic today. He says, even Talmidei Chachamim can be synthetic today. Because the pshat is, are we real people? Or are we just basically the guys? You know, sometimes I speak to somebody, they say, Rebbe, I want to speak to you. Okay, fine. So we go on a nice walk. It's great. It's good weather. So I say, so what's going on? He goes, well, this one says this. And my other friend says this. And that, and we're going for 15 minutes, and I say, can I ask you a question? Don't take this in the wrong way. But do you have anything to say? You're just quoting everybody. Bob says this, Jim says this, David says this. What do you say? So, oh, I never thought about that. Like, my friends say I'm good at this, and this, and that. And then when people, by the way, when people, you know, people are mushba from other, Rebbe, we're bugging. We're bugging. So what's happening? I don't know. The old's bugging. Everybody's bugging. What's happening to you? I don't know. Rebbe, second Seder, first Seder, everything. It's crazy. Do I like your chavrusa? Yeah. You like your Rebbe? Yes. But it's crazy. We're bugging. I spoke to them. They heard. They said, what happened to us? What's your opinion? It's not a crisis. The world is coming to an end. We're pasha being defined by everybody around us. We have no opinion on the matter. What do you say? You should get up, stand on a table at the Chadar Ochel over there and say, Rabbi Sai, it's okay. We're not bugging. Trust me, I've looked into it. I'm calm. Now they're calm, not because they're calm, because you're calm. They go, he's fine, so we're fine. We're all fine. What happened? That's the Yisayid. The Yisayid is there's a Yachid. There's a person here. And it gets very dangerous when somebody does things, when somebody spends their whole life wondering what other people are going to think about them and having to answer for everybody. They become something that's absolutely horrific. The Chovas HaVava says the following thing. In Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Dalet, he says that somebody who talks the talk, this is called Hanifa, somebody who talks the talk to get, you know, to gain friends, he's always worried about his image, he's always worried about getting things, and he talks that way. Yesh Yisroi Ma'oived Slomim Al-Chanaf Ba'avid Varm. Such a guy, an Oived Avodah Zarah is better than him in four ways. Whoa, that's pretty intense. I'll tell you a couple of them. He says, an Oyvid Avodah Zarah only has one little getchka in his house, and he does his hishtakavayas to that. He goes, but the guy who's worried about his image is worshipping every man under the sun. He's saying everything that guy wants to hear. He doesn't have his own opinion on the matter, but he's always looking. This guy wants to hear that, I'll make sure that that's it. This and this. And then he's like paper. He's like paper. He's living a life of total fear. Everything's so superficial by him. We should just do this. We just push it. You go to your friend, what are you doing for Shabbos? Just roll out a red carpet. Just bow down to him. David. That's what's happening. We spend our whole lives being mishtachave, doing avodah zarah to other people. What do we care what they say? They're all idiots. Most of the people you know, no offense to everybody, I'm basically putting it, they're all idiots. All your great advisors and all the people you speak to, they don't know anything about anything. And yet we find that we govern our lives based on these people. And you think everyone's going to always be your boys. I looked at my chasana video. Rabosa, I could barely remember the people I invited. I'm like, why did I spend so much money inviting these guys? Since the day of my chasana, I haven't seen about 50 or 60 of these guys. But at the time, I was probably doing things to please them. How sad is that? Who knows? Maybe I spent 4 years trying to please guys that are now like in Oklahoma. Who knows where these guys are? But the pshat is, it's pashut, a form of worshipping something outside. It's living in a metzias that's foreign. And the Chovas HaVava says something else amazing. In Perek Hey, he says that a great chassid, this is Perek Hey of Shar Yichud HaMaisa, he says, Kfar Omral Echem Min HaChassidim, a chassid said to his friend, Hanishta Visa, are you equal? Are you on even plane? Strange statement. So he says, Be'eza Inyan, what are you saying, am I on equal plane? What are you talking about? Equal on what plane? He says, I want to know, is it equal to you when somebody gives you a compliment? Hashavach v'hagnos, and when someone insults you. Omer loy loy, he says, no, it's not equal to me. So he says, Imkain, if that's your situation, you didn't get there yet. You still have work to do. This was someone who was holding close to the end of perfection. And he says to him, you want to know if you got there? He goes, if someone insults you or compliments you, do you feel the same about it? And he says, no. He says, you didn't get there yet. What does this mean? What does it mean? You should feel the same if somebody, you know, you dirty, versus like, I really like you. You're a great guy. You're supposed to feel the same way? So I think the depth of this is the following. Of course, if someone gives you constructive criticism, right? You're not supposed to go, I read in the Chovas HaVavos, it's a zero to me. I could care less what you're saying. You're nothing, Rebbe. It's mefurish in the Chovas HaVavos. Keep talking, keep it coming. It's not going to affect me, I'm still going to sleep through chakras. Keep it coming. Of course that's not what the Chovas HaVavos is saying. You know what the Chovas HaVavos is saying? Let's say someone says, you're a loser! And you look the guy in the face and say, no, I'm not. It doesn't affect you, Bechlal. And then he says, you're a tzaddik yisod olam. And you can also say to him, I'm not, you're wrong, also on that. You're living such an internal life, a real understanding of yourself that you don't base yourself on people. Sometimes we're so tiny that my friend said I'm funny, so now I'm funny. You hear this, people actually think this. Yeah, the guys laughed at my jokes, now I'm funny. Maybe you're funny. You actually are funny. You need every joke you're monitoring. I guess I'm funny. This one I'm not. So now it's one joke they laughed, one joke they didn't. So I'm at zero again. Like, tiny, tiny, you're funny. You got one good one. You probably have seven other ones. No one's heard. But we're defining ourselves based on other people. Says the Chovas HaVavos. Somebody who evaluates himself in an objective way, who's living his own life and is not stared by other people. I was thinking a Remez Nifla to this. A Remez Nifla. That it says that the Neshama, when it comes to this world, in Nidan, Daf Lamed, it says they give him a Shvua. They give him a Shvua. What do they give him a Shvua? They say you should become a Tzaddik and don't become a Rasha. Then it says this, a line that I don't understand. V'afilu kol ha'olam kulo omrim lecha Tzaddik. Even if the whole world tells you you're a Tzaddik, you should be like in your eyes like a Rasha. It doesn't mean a Rasha like a terrible person, but somebody who has to work on himself. Everyone's saying you're great. What's going on over here? Right? This is your first mission statement. You're sent to the world, right? We're dropping you down to Olam Hazeh, and you're coming out. Right before you come out, we say, listen, you should try to be a tzaddik. And even if everyone tells you you're a tzaddik, then realize that you have what to do. What's the issue here? The issue is this. If everyone calls you a tzaddik, everyone calling you a tzaddik, who cares? The pshat is, no, we're so like that. If everyone calls us a tzaddik, if everyone comes over to me, Mashkiach, can I ask you a question, Mashkiach? I might actually think I'm something. I'm not, I'm a guy. That's the truth. I'm a nice guy. I'm a very nice guy. I'm a nice guy, but I'm pashut, I'm a person who's working. If everybody would say that you're a tzaddik, what are you though? Who cares what they say? It's possible to fool everyone. It's possible to fool yourself. A person has to be pneumistic. A person has to be strong enough to break out. To break out of people who are trying to make them they're just toying with them, controlling them, like a marionette puppet. And the insight is that a person is capable of doing this. And the truth is, all big people, even secular big people, who've achieved anything in life, have done this. There's a guy by the name of Mort Zuckerman. He's actually the CEO of the Daily News. And they asked him once, what's your secret to success? How did you become, and he became a lot. He became a lot. He's actually a shachin to my parents. He became a lot. He's got a lot of money. So a neighbor. Sounds more, you know, he's a neighbor. So he said the following line, the dogs may bark, but the caravan moves on. A person has to know with dealing with opposition. Everyone's got what to say. Hey, you can make a newspaper like this. You should make it like this. This stinks. This is great. This is. You know how much noise there is when you're trying to do something? You just have to keep going. You have an idea. You follow through. Everyone else can just fall by the wayside. Most of their opinions are not valuable. They're just slowing you down. They're slowing you down. A person has to know how to live a pneumistic existence, an existence of being a yachid. Rav Dan Segel once said, in Avad, he said that he was learning by Rav Chatzkel. Rav Chatzkel Levinstein, whoever, if someone doesn't know, Rav Chatzkel was a Malach Hashem from the last generation, the Mashkiach of Panovich, the Mashkiach of Mir. He was a Pachad Pchadim. And he was once giving Avad, and when Rav Dan was a Bacher, and in the middle of the Avad, he said, Dan is a Bucky Bashas. Dan's a Bucky Bashas. I guess he was a Bacher at the time. Fine. Then, a few minutes later, he says, Dan's a Bucky Bashas. And then he looks at Rav Dan Segel, and he says, by the second time, you believe me that you're a Bucky Bashas. This is the way we are. This is the way we are. A person has to become a Pneumius Dickamensch, a person who's living with his real understanding of what's going on. And now we come to the sugya of negativity, Rabosai. Okay? There's a sugya of just having negative friends. There's no such thing. If you want to know what a chaver ra is, a bad friend, it's negative people. Negative people think that they're such big chachamim. Okay? They think they're such big chachamim because they have a problem with this and a problem with that. They have so much to speak about with all their negativity. They just keep going and going and going. The pshat is, by a negative person, he never opened the sugya. He's living on such a superficial level that he can't find anything that's useful in the world. A chacham is somebody who knows how to use things, who knows how to find the utility in it, how to gain from that thing. A negative person is throwing everything in the trash. You might as well just dig a grave for yourself, jump in now. Life's not worth living. A chacham is somebody who understands what things are about, how we can make something of this. That's a genius, right? Can you imagine what he did with this? He's a genius. Who would have thunk that you could do something like that? And Rabbeinu Yonah says that a chacham, when he sees a nevela in the street, a carcass of a dog, so everyone else says, ugh, it's nisrach. It smells, it's disgusting. And that's basically the logical way of seeing things. And the chacham says, look how white its teeth are. That's a chacham? It's a little strange. Like, it's a carcass. Like, what? So you say, oh, he's a very positive person. No, the pshat is the chacham needs to find what will be positive over here. What can I grow from? Everyone can fall. Everyone can complain. That was always Klal Yisrael's midah when they were failing, is complaining about everything. There is nothing in a complainer. He's not saying anything, Bechlal. All he's doing is saying, I hate it, I can't stand it, this is terrible, I can't believe it. You'll see, when you take apart what they're saying absolutely nothing. And they can change all of their friends into being negative people. They took Moshe Rabbeinu down. Moshe Rabbeinu was the person who was the most self-effacing individual that ever came onto planet Earth. And by the time the crowds were done saying, we're bugging, it's bugging, it's crazy, he's nuts. All of a sudden they were being choshish and ferocious each. Chazal say they were choshish Moshe Rabbeinu, ferocious each. Can you imagine? I can imagine. This happens all the time. We do this all the time. We get swept up in total ridiculous narishkeit. But a person who's primi, a person can't stand negativity, who's really living. There's a man by the name of Rav Mark. He learns a little bit further down the block in Or Sameach. He was a Holocaust survivor. And he learns with my morning Seder Chavrusa. And he told me the following amazing thing. This man, I've seen him before, he's glowing with Simcha. He's glowing with Simcha. And he's went through a Gehenna in his life. He went through the thing with the Gansagansheit. It's not like he went in and got out. No, he went through the whole thing, Rabosai. The whole thing. And he's mamish mali simcha. And he told my friend the following idea. He told him his secret. He says, in every decision and in every situation you're in life, the Torah says, bacharta b'chaim, choose life and don't choose death. That's the truth. The Torah says, choose life, don't choose death. But he says, in every situation that you're looking at, you have two options of how to look at what you see. You could see life there. You could see a chance for growth, a chance for movement, a chance for clarity, a chance for understanding. Or you could see death in that situation. To complain about it and say, there's nothing here, I got to get out of here. He said, my whole life, I was always following Bacharta Bachayim. Anything that I went through in life, I tried to figure out what I could get out of it. And he brought an example that's Ayim V'Naira. Ayim V'Naira, you see that there are G'dayim living here. You'll see what a Yid, a Pashat Yid who's learning, who's sitting, a Pashat Yid. He said the following thing. He says when he was in the camps, he had body lice all over his body. It was a terrible, terrible, terrible situation for himself. And then he got sent to another camp, and they had them working naked, Rabbi Osai, no clothes, in sweltering heat, in sweltering heat. And he said, you know what? It was a tremendous bracha for me. He goes, it was so hot that it destroyed, it killed all of the body lice that I had. While I was wearing my clothes, there was nothing they could do about it. He goes, the Rebbeinu Shalom put me in a situation that was able to cure my ailment. This is a Yid. This is somebody who's living. You'll see him. If you go to Asmech, you'll see he won the game. We're losing the game with all of our complaints. And someone who attaches himself to a complainer is getting held back. You always feel that leash of your friend who's that, he's a chill killer, you know, like we used last time. He ruins everything with his comments. Just, it's a chaver ra. It's a bad friend. Such a matzav. When you see somebody, sometimes I see somebody who's in a shir, like, you know, sometimes a shir is dying out. You know, there's like a burnout session for a few days in a shir, or in the Beis Medrash, and I see somebody there. You know what I think about when I see somebody who is learning in the Beis Medrash when things are not working out? I do not think he's a masmid. You know what I think about is my job, a mashkiach. I have to, like, you know, place judgments on people. That's what I do. But what I think is, wow, that guy is really living his own life. Here, there are no guys here, and he's okay with being here. He's a man. I'd like to get to know such a guy. Because if he's able to do that, that means he's broken out of all the small people he's around and decided he wants to do something. Imani Khan, if I'm deciding to do this, Hakol Khan. Everybody's here. Anyone else who's not where I am right now, I basically consider them crazy. I basically consider them having no clue what's going on, what to do with their life. He's a gavra. He's a gavra. And sometimes there are like dorm rooms. You know, I don't do wake up in this yeshiva. This is one of the chassadim of Hashem. I think in the history of yeshivas, this is the first time a mashkiach does not have to do this. I thank Hashem for Rav Sedter every day for this tova. I would have retired after day two. I'm telling you. I'm no suffix. It's not a joke. I would have been gone. It's not my thing. I don't know how to do it. You know, I'm afraid of Bachram. They're scary. But you hear Amal that there are like these rooms. That they're like basically these rooms, you know, they have like a skeleton and like two bones across them. It's like, they're like, you go to the, they're like, everybody sleeps. This room is a cemetery. Like, you don't go here. And you open the door and like smoke comes out of the room. You don't know what's going to happen. Now, what happens if you're stuck and cursed to be in such a room? You know what happens to you? I'll tell you what happens to you. You have the koyach. Usually, it's a room effort. This is what happens. It could go on for months. Because we're the room! We're all tipshit! We're all fools! We're all lazy like crazy! We're all going to ruin our lives together! You're not going to see them after your chasana, I'm telling you. You're going to lose these guys if you're stuck with your wife who's telling you to get out of bed for chakras. That's what's going to happen. But when we're zugging, you're together. And there's a guy who decides to get up in that room. You know what I say about that guy? It says in Rashi, Noach ish tzadik b'dayreisav, that Noach was somebody who was greater than his entire generation because he was able to fight that opposition. It's kedai to be in such a room to be the guy that gets up. Because basically what you're able to say is, I'm a yachid. I'm not living with this. Imani kan akol kan. If I'm here, then everybody's here. You're in a barnyard if you're in such a room. That's where you are. You're in a barnyard. The best way to start the day is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for living. And if 500,000 people don't realize that, then they could all take a hike. Because they're all idiots. Every one of the 500,000 people who do not think that you get up saying, thank you for making me alive. Let me be Makabo Omach HaShemayim for giving me health. Let me continue with the Shemona Esrei to daven for myself, my family, and Klal Yisrael. Let me be a big person, not a self-centered piece of I don't know what. I'm not sure what. Censored version here. But that's what the Mesillas Yesharim says. The Mesillas Yesharim says, someone will say, yeah, but it's your boys. So he deals with this. The Mesillas Yesharim says, somebody's going to say to you, a chazal, you should be ma'uriv im abrius. You should be with everybody. He says, you should answer whoever tells you you should be with your friends. Bibnei adam she'osim ma'isa adam. I want to be with people who act like people. Achlo bibnei adam she'osim ma'isa behema. But I don't want to be with men who act like animals. No, thank you. That's not what the Torah had in mind. How does a person work on this? We're always talking about how to work on it. Every shmooze afterwards saying, but how do we work on it? So just two etzes. One is to try to be alone sometimes. Alone means shutting your phone just to feel like you're actually alone and just see what happens. Maybe you actually have a brain. Maybe you have opinions about things. Maybe something will develop. Maybe some guilt will actually form in the life that you've just been going through. Maybe some inspiration will form. Maybe some part of you will actually finally be there and you'll see that you're not a superficial piece of nothing. Piece of nothing. And then another etzah is to try to do something that's noble, that's great. Try to do something that's great that nobody knows about. Not because of tznius, like I'm such a tzaddik, I chop wood for an old lady, nobody knows, and da, 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 da. No, try to do something alone that nobody knows about just to get used to being happy that something's done. Not that you can tell somebody about it, or that someone will find out about it. To become a real person. To do something because it's the right thing to do. And without any report and putting on a Twitter or Facebook account, just because it's Ratzon Hashem and I'm here to do something. We should all be zeicha to be yechidim. Bezus Hashem.
Wow. Thank you.